I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon is racing against time to contain a cholera outbreak in its most vulnerable communities. Nearly 200 cholera cases and 11 deaths have been confirmed since October 6. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International tells us,
it's a natural result of crumbling infrastructure. A lot of parts of Syria don't have clean water, and it's kind of spilling into Lebanon through these agrarian communities of refugees.
Pray for wisdom as Horizons International helps church partners address this crisis in the name of Jesus.
Pray that the church would stand up and continue being a faithful witness in this Muslim region. I believe even a bigger harvest is coming. So we just pray that God would encourage the hearts of the church and that they would rise up and reach out to others.
And China Partner has launched a new virtual pastor training project. It comes as many Chinese churches have gone online due to pandemic challenges. Eric Berkland tells us,
many individuals, pastors, and church leaders who we know in the West are volunteering their time and their efforts to be recorded, and they record their trainings, and then we upload them onto a secure website that we've created this year. And so then the church pastors in China can download it at any time. They can save it on their computers.
Pray this project would equip church leaders across China. God continues to work in the country. Berkland recently spoke to a pastor who works as a professor. She says while the trend is going a different direction, enrollment has increased at the Wuhan Seminary. So be encouraged by the church in China. Even as they face a chaotic health and political situation, they remain focused on the kingdom of God. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.